The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Revealing how the world really works. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin. On demand on the Blaze Radio Network.
And I said I was going to move on with this idea of how easy it is to be shackled to the past, obsessing on the past. Bad, right? It was bad. Things happened in the past, whether to a group of people or to an individual. Yeah, bad things have happened, no question about it. And yes, there is a tendency to want to rehash it and go over it and again and again and again and again. Look, I'm saying don't do that. If I say don't do that, it doesn't mean it was any less horrible. Of course it was horrible. But the important thing is your life going forward. And your life going forward can be enhanced by putting it behind you, moving onwards. You know, it used to be the practice that when kids at a school saw something horrible happen. There was a shoot-up of a preschool in Scotland a number of years ago. And, of course, needless to say, in the United States of America, there have been many such instances. The normal practice, and I have a lot to say on this, but not for today, the normal practice was to bring in the therapist, the psychologist, the counselors, and let the children talk about what they saw. And again and again, and the psychologist always said, tell me more. Tell me what you felt. What was going through your mind at the time? And finally, led by a very interesting psychologist. I hope he's still alive. He's an elderly man, Walter Mischel. He was one of the first who said, stop this. It's a calamity. And I don't think he necessarily got it from ancient Jewish wisdom, but ancient Jewish wisdom would absolutely agree. Stop it. It's a calamity. Move on. Stop indulging this natural instinct we all have to rehash what went through. Just put it aside. There is a reason that Fred Kort didn't talk about the Holocaust. There's a reason that Nathan Chappelle didn't talk about the Holocaust. These are really important principles. There is a reason why the Bible instructed the Jewish people. Yes, you endured 400 years of slavery. Yes, it was horrible. Yes, it was heinous. Yes, it was evil. Yes, it was terrible. The tortures they were subjected to in Egypt were indescribable, and the fact that it happened 3,300 years ago doesn't make it any less horrible. And yet, I want you, said God, I want you never to be nasty to the Egyptians. Because if you can get this into your head, that not only are you not allowed to take revenge on them, not only, but you can't even obsess about it, you can't even hate them in your heart, nothing. That is genius. It was the only way for the Hebrews to move on past that experience. Needless to say, we're doing the opposite today. 8 years of President Obama, did it help? I don't think so. I don't think so. But everybody who makes it through rigorously turning their backs on the past, not talking about it, not thinking about it, not obsessing about it, and moving forward. That doesn't mean that what happened wasn't horrible. It doesn't mean that what happened wasn't profoundly evil. Of course, but the important thing is your life today. Right? This is not about writing history books. It's about improving your life.
You're listening to Rabbi Daniel Lappin on demand on the Blaze Radio Network. Find more at theblaze.com/radio.